Midday Report on your number one news and talk station.
Over the past two decades, smokers have been pushed out of the workplace, first to designated smoking areas, then to balconies, and now even further. The health department is planning a complete ban on smoking in open public spaces. Along with vending machines, they're going to be going to. They're also proposed new laws on electronic cigarettes. On the line is the Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. Good afternoon, Minister. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Are these laws too strict, do you think?
No, they're not.
Okay, I'm looking at my SMS line and quite a few people are disagreeing with you. Why is this a good idea?
No, they're not, Ray, because, you know, you are aware that in February we had an international conference on tobacco or health. And if you follow that, many speakers complain that South Africa is lagging far, far behind in terms of anti-tobacco smoking legislation around the world. If you were near me, I'll show you a document which shows, in terms of the surface of the cigarette, the back surface and the front surface, where there are pictorial warnings and very strong warning words with people suffering from cancer, diabetes, people dying. We are ranked number 145 out of 205 countries, meaning the other countries are far more advanced in controlling tobacco than we are doing in South Africa. And the Director General of the World Organization went to complain to the President that South Africa used to be in the forefront, it is now lagging behind. Mm. So they are not unfair at all.
Now, also new laws on e-cigarettes. What's that all about?
Because when the tobacco legislation were enacted, I think it's 1998 or so, or 2005, when they were enacted, e-cigarettes were not there. So anything that appears in the legislation, the manufacturers of e-cigarettes argue that it does not apply to them. Now, the argument of the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control is that e-cigarettes must be classified as cigarettes. So all we are doing is to classify them as a cigarette. So whatever legislation you put against a cigarette, it must apply to e-cigarettes. That's what it is all about.
Okay.
In other words, if you say no smoking in this area, you mean both a cigarette and an e-cigarette.
That's very interesting. It really is. Now, Minister, there's also an expected pushback from the tobacco industry. What are you expecting?
No, of course, we are expecting they are doing that all over the world, but there is something I want to state which makes me extremely angry. If you look at the chart I'm telling you where I'm saying we are ranking 145 out of 205 countries, all the countries that rank low are on the African continent. If you look below us, number 146, 147 up to 2005, they are all in Africa. Why? Because cigarette companies bulldoze them. They are being chased out of Europe. They are being chased out of developed countries. They are running to underdeveloped countries, threaten them with lack of employment and all that. And our people seems to be going along with that. That is what made me angry. Why, if they are why if something is not good for Europe, suddenly becomes good for Africa because we are poor? I am not going to accept that. And if people think they are going to send SMSs, emails, and think we'll apologize, they've got it coming. There is no apology on this. We are going on with the battle.
You're going on with the battle. Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, I really do appreciate you coming on to the Midday Report.
Thank you very much.